Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 39, where the Apostle Paul says that all creation longs to be set free from its slavery to decay, and that our current suffering can't compare to the glory that will one day be revealed. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, and we are assured that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. And again, God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So, let's begin this morning with our reading of Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 18. I consider that what we suffer at this present time cannot be compared at all with the glory that is going to be revealed to us. All creation waits with eager longing for God to reveal His children. For creation was condemned to lose its purpose, not of its own will, but because God willed it to be so. Yet, there was hope that creation itself would one day be set free from its slavery to decay and would share the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that up to the present time, all of creation groans with pain, like the pain of childbirth. But it is not just creation alone which groans. We who have the Spirit as the first of God's gifts also groan within ourselves as we wait for God to make us His children and to set our whole being free. For it was by hope that we were saved. But if we see what we hope for, then it is not really hope. For who of us hopes for something that we see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. In the same way, the Spirit also comes to help us, weak as we are. For we do not know how we ought to pray. The Spirit Himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees into our hearts, knows what the thought of the Spirit is, because the Spirit pleads with God on behalf of His people and in accordance with His will. We know that in all things God works for good with those who love Him, those whom He has called according to His purpose. Those whom God has already chosen, He also set apart to become like His Son, so that the Son would be the first among many believers. And so, those whom God set apart, He called. And those He called, He put right with Himself, and He shared His glory with Him. In view of all of this, what can we say? If God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back His own Son, but offered Him for us all. He gave us His Son, and will He not freely give us all things? Who will accuse God's chosen people? God Himself declares them not guilty. Who then will condemn them? Not Jesus Christ, who died, or rather who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God pleading with Him for us. Who then can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble do it? Or hardship, or persecution, or hunger, or poverty, or danger, or death? As the Scripture says, for your sake we are in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we have complete victory through Him who loved us. For I am certain that nothing can separate us from His love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And the key verse for us today is Romans chapter 8, verse 39, where it says, there is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Beloved, you know, there are times when we just see what's going on around us, look at our failings, at our frailty, at the just abundance of the sin around us, and sometimes we wonder, you know, is God really out there? Does God really care? And not only does he care, but in fact, he is still in control, and there is nothing in this world or outside of this world that can separate us from his love. Amen? Let us pray. Lord God, you know my weaknesses and my inmost thoughts. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that pleads on my behalf when I find it hard to pray. With a humble heart, I thank you for assuring me that through Christ Jesus, I can never be separated from your love. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21, where the Apostle Paul describes life in God's service. Until Wednesday morning, then, may God richly bless is my prayer for you.